Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just really treasures the revelations of the Holy Spirit and just guards them and keeps them, that she really sees how important they are and keeps them in her heart and doesn't let them go. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking about Isaiah 33, Book of Amos, and times of judgment and how dangerous things can get, okay, and the importance of needing to hear the Holy Spirit and walk in Him, okay, because He's the one that's going to be guiding you, and that you need to develop this relationship with Him right now, early on, okay, because He's the one that's going to keep you safe in times of judgment. We spoke in the previous podcast about being faithful with little, okay, and then you're given more. Something just to touch on that's on the same type of subject are revelations of the Holy Spirit, okay? When you start to really walk with the Spirit, He's going to start opening your eyes to certain things that normally people can't see, okay? A good example of this is in Scripture. Everybody's trying to figure out who Jesus is, who John the Baptist is also too. This is Matthew chapter 17, starting at verse 13, it says, and his disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must come first?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall come first and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is already come, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them." Then his disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist, okay? So they're trying to figure out who John the Baptist is, and then they understand, okay, it's been revealed to them, okay, by the Spirit of God, which is the same thing, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Trinity is the Spirit of God, and it's been revealed. Okay, that's John the Baptist, but other people, they don't know, okay? They don't know who he was, okay? They didn't know that this is the prophesied, okay? In the Old Testament, that's a big prophecy that before the Messiah comes, that you'll have, the spirit of Elias come, Elijah come and prepare the way for him. And he was there, and they couldn't even tell that he was there, okay? And you think about it too, Elijah did all these miracles, okay? John the Baptist didn't. They even talk about that, okay? They say, you know, John the Baptist didn't do any, you know, miracles, but everything that he said of this man is true, okay? So it's very hidden, okay, these things. Again, and then this is Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. And they said, because Jesus is asking his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Okay? It says, "And they said unto him," and they say, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some and others, Jeremiah, are one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Okay. And Jesus answering said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Okay. So there's just certain things that people can't see that you will see, okay? And when you can see them, you have to understand that other people can't see them, okay? And that the Holy Spirit has revealed them to you. And you need to be faithful with that, okay? Always practicing discernment, of course. But you need to be faithful with that, because those are revelations of the Holy Spirit that are extremely important. And if you discard them because you're worldly, okay, and you are caught up with what people think, basically, and you don't see that they see it, okay, and you think to yourself, well, okay, I'm just going to dismiss this, okay, and you've just dismissed something really important. And these types of things are going to be what's going to keep the church eventually and keep them from taking the mark of the beast. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the next teaching. I'll leave that there for right now. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit and glorifying your Son. I ask all these prayers you probably send in Jesus' name. Amen.